Bava Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. This perek will deal primarily with the laws of shtaros, the laws of documents. And it introduces us to a unique type of document. And in order to understand this, let's give a little background. In general, we should understand that though the word get usually means a divorce document, the word get can also mean a document in general. It could be another word for a shtar, and that's going to be its meaning here in this perek. There's also, though, just like in gittin, in the laws of divorce, there are two different types of styles of writing a get. There are, therefore, two styles of writing any other type of shtar as well, and many of the laws that apply to the laws of gittin and divorce actually are replicated in the laws of shtaros in general. Now, when it comes to the laws of gittin, there was a type of get that was instituted because of Kohanim, who we were concerned that they might get upset at their wives and want to divorce them. And once a Kohen divorces his wife, there's no return, and he can't remarry her. Therefore, we were afraid that they might quickly write a get, divorce her, and regret it afterwards. And therefore, for a Kohen, they created another type of a get called a get mekushar. A get mekushar is literally a tied get, and that is that they would write a line of the get, fold it over, and have a witness witness it on the outside of that fold. And then they would write another line and fold it again, and they would tie it or sew it together so that it was a folded up document, and each on the back of each fold there would be a signature of an aid of a witness. That's called a get mekushar, and that of course slowed down the process of writing the get, gave the Kohen some time to cool down and make a rational decision about whether or not he should be going through with this divorce. So just as there is a standard get and a get mekushar, what we call a get pashut, and a get mekushar, so also in regular documents this is so. And that's what our Mishnah introduces to us. It tells us, get pashut, a simple get, a straightforward one sheet, aid of mitocho, the witnesses are on the inside, right after you finish writing the primary part of the document. Afterwards, the witnesses sign. Umakushar, however, the get mekushar, the tied get, that is aid of me'achorav, the witnesses would be on the backside, so that if you were to spread out the document, you would have a line, and then on the back of it, there would be a witness, another line, and the back of it would be a witness. So the witnesses will be on the backside, and the actual text of the shtar would be on the inside. Now, the Mishnah tells us that Pashut Shekosvu Edov Ma'achorav, if you have a simple, straightforward document that you had the witnesses sign on the back of the document, or Mekushar, or if you make a document that you tie up and you do line by line, you sew each line, Shekosvu Edov Mitocho, that you wrote the Edom in the inside, Shneim Psulim, both of these are done incorrectly, they are both disqualified, they don't work as a kosher document, and that's something that the Chachamim were misaking, they established because of the way things operate in the getting the bills of divorce. Now, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said, Mekushar Shekosvu Edov Mitocho. He says it really depends. If you have a get mekushar, you put the edim on the inside, that's kosher. Why is that kosher? Because even though normally a get mekushar is tied or sewn up, however, you could undo those and spread it out. And although the spaces would be a little larger between the lines, it still could be transformed from a get mekushar into a get pashut. And therefore, having the edim on the inside would be okay. The opposite would not be okay. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hakol k'minig ha-medina, everything follows the minig of the medina of that place. Now, what is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel referring to? So, a little background is necessary. The Gemara explains that in a place where the minug is to write a get pashut, and the person tells the sofer, the scribe, write a pashut document, and he went ahead and wrote a mekushar document, or the opposite, a place where the minug is to get mekushar, and he tells the sofer to make a mekushar, and he does the opposite. Everybody agrees that the get is no good, because he was makbid, he was particular that it had to be done the way he wanted, and that's the way the minug is. Now, Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel here argue about a unique situation. That is, if you have a place where the minig is either pashut or mekusher, they both things are commonly done in that area. But the man says to the sofer, I want you to make me a get pashut, a simple get, and instead the sofer makes a mekusher get, which is more difficult. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that the man telling him to write that document, it says pashut, he's not particular that it has to be a specifically a pashut one. Mekusher is also okay. He just doesn't want to make him bother. So he says, do the easier thing. Since the minig is both, it can be either way, why should you bother? Write get pashut. If you write mekusher, it's also okay according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the Chachamim say no. It says once he said pashut, he means pashut, and therefore it would be pasul if you would do otherwise.